We've got Nancy Fitzgerald on the line with us from Anchors Away, Biblical Worldview Ministry based in Carmel, Indiana, with our Biblical Worldview Question of the Week. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Colin. So nice to hear you and learn about your heart.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for being with us today. You know, we thought we'd start with a real small question today and kind of go from there. The question we're starting with, just very simple. Why did God create the universe?
Yeah, you know, and it seems so random. And at first it was just like, what? But this came a few days ago, actually. I was teaching a class of seniors in high school and in juniors, and we had just finished discussing the triunity of God and that perfect, absolute, eternally perfect relationship there was between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And up popped this voice, well, then why did he create the universe? Which I thought was brilliant. And he didn't have to. Let's just start there. He clearly didn't. And you know, we look at the news today and it's back to that again. Lord, why did you create us? You know, we're so evil at heart. You know, but when he asked that question, my mind went to Psalm 8. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You've set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Then the Son of Man, that you care for him. And, you know, it's just our Father, God created the universe to provide that perfect place for those whom he was going to create. They could live eternally in perfect harmony and peace with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit forever. And, you know, the beauty of God's creation, I mean, just the physical part of it, is beyond our understanding. I remember the first time I saw the Hubble telescope showing the forms, the glorious forms and colors just in the atmosphere. And it takes our breath away. It truly does. And it makes us feel so small. But what we see as God's daily reminder, just basically of that beautiful creation, you know, he still lets us know and be in awe of him. You know, I think of the sunrises and the sunsets, especially when you're in Florida or, or on the beach and you see that sun go down seemingly into the ocean. It's just magnificent. Or the shooting stars or the brightness of them, you know, that he would say he knows their name. I mean, mm-hmm. It is truly overwhelming, the glorious might of God through the creation.
And that is so stunning to me too, Nancy, because I think about Abraham, when God took him out and, you know, can you count these stars? Well, he didn't have a chance of being able to count all those stars, but yet God knows every one of them by name. And that is just so mind blowing to me. But I got to ask you, and I love that one of your students asked this question to begin with, but what do you think is perhaps the most significant reason that God created the earth?
Well, you know, I think he did it because he wanted to live with us forever in his creation. Now, why? That is God's, you know, in his heart. But I think that he declared all that he had made was good. I mean, it was good. And then he created man and woman to live in this heaven-like place. And then he declared it very good. And no doubt he was thinking of us. No doubt when he created it, he was thinking of us, those whom he would have to create, to populate the earth. And it wasn't a random snap of his fingers we see. He created us. It's beautiful.
We're talking with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away Biblical Worldview Ministry, and she works with high school and college age students, helping them understand biblical worldview, talking today about the topic of why God created the universe. And I love what you were just sharing there about God's desire to inhabit this place with us. Nancy, is there any specific scriptures that come to mind that support that thought in your mind?
Well, yes. One jumps out, one that we're used to hearing is Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days were formed for me, and as yet there was none of them. That beautiful story of how we were all created. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
But Nancy, you know, and I've thought about this actually when I was little and I'd gotten my first children's Bible, if you will. It wasn't a story kind of a Bible. It was the Bible, but it was written in simple language for kids. And one of the things that just really fascinated me as a kid when I was falling in love with God was, wow, we sinned in the garden. How could we have done that? He was just so wonderful and amazing. But Adam and Eve did disobey him, and that broke mankind's relationship with him. But sin would ultimately so permeate the entire world. We know the story of Noah. God sent a flood. He destroyed everything except for Noah and his family. But, you know, the Bible tells us God was grieved that he had created man. Why do you think he refrained from just destroying all of us along with the earth?
Well, yes, and that scripture we're referring to is Genesis 6:6. But yeah, and he said himself, I will blot out man whom I've created on the face of the earth, man and animals and creeping things and the birds of the heavens, for I'm sorry that I've made them. And it's like, oh, this is so awful. We were just overwhelmed with his creation, the beauty of it. And that just gives us a picture of how awful, how absolutely awful sin is. And I love what you just said, but for Noah. But for Noah, that but in there, I just love it, but for Noah. And the idea is that the Holy Spirit, when he made Adam and Eve in all of us, the key here is that he created us in his image. And that's the beauty of the whole thing. He created us to be able to receive the love of God and to love him back. And because the holy nature of God, his holy son willingly gave himself as a sacrifice to pay the price for sinful humans, so that all who believe in his death and resurrection, all who believe that he paid the price for our sin, we would all be restored to that original relationship that we had with God, designed to live with the Lord forever and forever. And that is what is so magnificent about this story, is that it's not over for us. God saved us. And we see John 1:14, and the word became flesh and it dwelled among us. And we have seen his glory as the only son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And simply to get the bigger picture and to kind of wind this up, we see God created the universe and he made man in his image so that we could know him, we could love him and be in awe. And I think people in heaven are just walking around with their mouths open, you know, I just to be in awe of his glory, because he made us for his pleasure, to enjoy all that he created for us, you know, from the sky mm-hmm. to the ocean, to all those he put in our lives, those beautiful people in our lives, broken but beautiful, as we've been talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. But God wants us all to worship and obey him for his glory, because that's why we were made, to have a relationship with God. not to go out and make money and see how great we are, or this and that and the other, but it was to simply bathe in his glory as we love and live in harmony with one another. And we're called to come to him mm-hmm. with thanksgiving. We're called to give God our burdens. He loves us when it comes to when we come to him and say, Lord, take this. I can't do this anymore. Because he can speak into us peace. He can give us hope. And he yearns to encourage us, to mend our broken hearts, and to teach us not to be anxious, but to lean on him, you know, even yeah. in this broken world. And that's the beauty of it. It's a magnificent.
It scares me sometimes when I realize how much I'm leaning on my own understanding, and then I'll mess something up so terribly, and I realize, you know, you are sovereign, you are the creator of the universe, and why did I ever think for a second that I knew anything better than you did? And that, you know, I just giggle sometimes, too, because I think we all think of the questions we have for God when we're in his presence. No, we're going to be in awe, just like you said, Nancy. But, hey, appreciate you joining us today. This is a great question. Can't wait for next week to hear what the kids come up with. And I love these refreshers for us as adults. So appreciate you, and we'll catch up again next week.
Appreciate you, too. Blessings to you.
All right, take care. That's Nancy Fitzgerald from Anchors Away Biblical Worldview Ministry in Carmel. If you'd like to get connected or get your young person connected with that ministry, you can learn more by clicking on the Resources tab at kellyandsteve.org.